I'm calling you from Camp 2 now. There's a beautiful moon that's just about to rise over Losi. Looks like it's going to be spectacular. I got from the radio call to base camp in Layla today, I got a message relayed from Christy at the Bird Adventures office that perhaps yesterday's satellite phone transmission from Camp 3 on the Losi base had not been very clear. Sorry about that. It's too bad. It was a really great moment to have the entire team up there. Perhaps you got some of the message. If you did not, highlights were just as was just having the entire team there. The thrill that I shared with David Berger and Brad often during the climb up the face and at Camp 3 of just actually being there on the Losi face. And for Brad especially, you know, when you climb the Losi face, as you go higher and higher, as you approach 7,000 meters, you look back across the top of Pomori, and right behind Pomori is Troy O'Neill. 4 years ago, this autumn, Brad had stood on the summit of Troy O'Neill, and he described to me looking at the Losi face and wondering if someday he'd go to Everest. And of course, he's here now. This morning, after some pretty substantial headaches, Brad and Megan got up very early on a cold morning high on the Losi face and descended as quickly as they could all the way back down to base camp. I just had a couple of radio calls with them this afternoon. They're down there fine. Gary and David and myself stopped at Camp 2 for one more night's acclimatization in the Western Coon. We'll get up early tomorrow and we'll return to base camp. David Berger spent this afternoon fashioning closed foam cell insulators for our Primus gas cartridges that we use high on the mountain. You're always kind of fine-tuning and tweaking with gear issues here, and it's really hard to get those things to burn well. You have to hold those ice-cold metal cylinders in your hand and literally blow on them, trying to get them to warm up enough to heat the stove burners adequately and boil your water, melt your snow. So good work on David's part this afternoon. We're settling down now for our last night, and it will be for Gary, David, and myself, our seventh night in the Western Coon or above on this route. Good acclimatization for the opportunities we have to climb coming in the weeks ahead.